Hastings St. Cecilia, ranked number 3 in Class C2 this week. They have a mark of 11 wins and 2 losses on the season. Friend, they come in. They're a Class D1 opponent, but Friend has been very good in the past couple of years. They made it to the state tournament last year. I think they even won a game or two down there. They're ranked number 10 this week in the Lincoln Journal Star in Class D1. Their record is sitting at 12 wins and 3 losses on the season. Of course, Hastings St. Cecilia just getting through their most grueling part of their schedule until we see postseason play here in a couple of weeks. St. Cecilia last week knocking off Grand Island Northwest on a Tuesday night, beat the Vikings 73-45, went over to Minden to play the Minden Whippets and beat them 57-56. And then on Saturday, they took on the number 1 ranked team in Class C1, the previously undefeated Kearney Catholic Stars, and they were able to eke out a win there at 52-50. So the Hawkins have won their last 3 games in a row after dropping that game on that Saturday back on January 10th to Lincoln Christian, 58-51. And Friend coming in a mark of 12 wins and 3 losses on the season. They actually opened up the year with 2 straight losses, losing to Sutton 57-35. They lost to Sterling 65-54. Then they rattled off a bunch of wins, and they didn't lose again until January the 10th when they lost to Freeman, a team that is currently 14-2 in the season in Class C2. Loss of them by only 7 points at 51-44. They've rebounded nicely from that loss. They've won 3 straight games since then, beating Dorchester 59-21, beating Osceola by a count of 72-25, and they're coming off of a 72-20 win over Third Central. So Friend and St. Cecilia playing for the second time ever in girls high school basketball. We went over to Friend last year, and the Bulldogs pretty competitive in the first half of play before St. Cecilia extended their lead and won by a wide margin in the ball game a year ago. And that's what Tim Farmer maybe expects here tonight, as a Friend, Class D1 opponent, will hang around for the Hawkins as long as St. Cecilia lets them hang on here in this basketball game. St. Cecilia have to play well tonight to come out on top, but the Hawkins definitely going to be the favorites in the ball game tonight. St. Cecilia is averaging 61.5 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up only 41.9 in the defensive end. Friend is averaging 58.4 points per ball game in offense. They're giving up 36.8 on the defensive end. So the tip-off coming up here in just a couple of minutes at the Chapman Gymnasium at Hastings St. Cecilia. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is about what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect, like coil spring seating in our catnapper recliners and motion furniture so they keep sitting great for years to come. Plus express delivery so you can enjoy your furniture right away. Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct. Behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings, FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Singing of the national anthem as we get set for basketball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS. As Hastings St. Cecilia gets set to take on the Friend Bulldogs here tonight. We'll get you the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. for the Friend Lady Bulldogs here tonight will be Jenny Lauber, a 5'9" senior. Lauber is averaging 11.2 points per ball game. Sydney Dew is 5'8" and a junior. Dew is averaging right at 2 points per ball game. Shelby Roth gets a start, 5'7" and a senior. She's averaging 4.7 points per ball game. Sam Dew is a 5'10" and senior. Dew is averaging 2.7 points per ball game. And then Lexi Ryan, a 5'10" and junior, who's averaging 10 points per ball game. Racing Saints is saying they'll go with Little Sheehy in the ball game tonight, 5'8" and a junior. She is averaging 5.6 per ball game. Claire Hamburger, 5'9" and a senior, averaging 16.8 points per ball game. Chandra Farmer, 5'3" and a junior. Farmer is averaging 19.4 points per ball game. Carly Wright, 5'8" and a senior. Wright averaging 3.8 per contest. And then Lucy Skoke, 6 foot and a sophomore. Skoke averaging 4.2 points per ball game. She had 14 rebounds in that win over Kearney Catholic on Saturday here at the Chapman Gymnasium. Starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank. Now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. St. Cecilia dressed in their homestanding white uniforms tonight, trimmed and lettered in the blue. The Hawkettes shooting to our basket to our left. Friend is in their red traveling uniforms tonight, trimmed and lettered in the black. St. Cecilia will control the opening tip. The Hawkettes have been beating their opponents so far this year by an average score of 61-41. Hawkins picking up three impressive wins a week ago over Grand Island Northwest, Minden, and Kearney Catholic. Here's Hamburger driving for the right corner. Shot is up there and in. Blair Hamburger scoring there for St. Cecilia, and the Hawkins go on and top by a score of 2-0 here in the ball game. Here comes Friend back with the basketball. This is going to be Lauber with the ball. Lauber brings it out here into three-point territory, and St. Cecilia will start off in a man-to-man defense. Our sideline, that's going to be Sydney Dew with the ball. Brings it up high on the block. Gives it away now down in the corner. Here's a lob pass going inside. That's going to go to Lauber. Shot's going to be partially deflected there by Skoke, and the ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be Friend basketball. Bulldogs will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket just underway here at the Chapman Gymnasium. 2-0 is the score. Here's a lob pass in the lane. Lane deflected away from Lauber, and the ball is picked up here by Hastings St. Cecilia. Hawkettes have the basketball as they come back the other way. Carly Ryan has got it down to a Chandra Farmer out here in three-point territory. Brings it over here on the near side around the screen. Now down the right side of the lane as they move it down in the corner. That's Hamburger. Moves to her left on the dribble. Cross-court pass comes over here to Sheehy. Long-range jumper is up there and in. Sheehy knocks down a three-pointer. Sheehy got introduced to the starting lineup at right before Minden. And I'll tell you what, she has delivered for head coach Tim Farmer. St. Cecilia is out on top now by a score of 5-0 early in this ball game. 6:41 to play here in the first quarter of play. Lexi Ryan down here on the baseline for Friend. Gives the ball away. That's going to be a Shelby Roth. Entry pass is going to be intercepted. Trying to pound the ball inside to Lauber. And the ball is intercepted back the other way. As Hamburger drives, shoots, and scores. Claire Hamburger scores. She's got a couple of field goals. And St. Cecilia has scored the first 7 points of the basketball game. 7-0 is the score. Hawkins have the lead. Lauber comes back now for Friend. Comes over here to a Sam Dew. Gets it inside to Ryan. Back out to Dew. Her shot for three is an air ball. No good. Rebound, Little Sheehy. Down the right sideline, down to Farmer. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Farmer drives the ball in the hole. Her shot is up there. It's no good, but she's fouling the play. Sandra Farmer will go to the free throw line. She's fouling the play here by Sydney Dew, a Friend. That's going to be her first team foul on the Bulldogs here in the first quarter of play. And Farmer goes to the stripe now for St. Cecilia. 68% foul shooter in the season. Her shot is up there and in. Sandra Farmer cans one here, averaging 19.4 points per ball game. St. Cecilia is a team hitting on 61% of their free throws so far this year, 46% from the field, and 33% from three-point territory. St. Cecilia out on top, 8-0. Next shot is up there. It's good. Farmer adds a couple of free throws, and it's 9-0 now. St. Cecilia with the lead with 5:58 to play. Here in the first quarter, driving down the right side of the lane. That's going to be Shelby Roth. The shot's going to be partially deflected, but Friend picks her back up. Now here on the right side is a Lauber. Lobs the ball inside. It's going to be intercepted by Lucy Skoke. Pass was not thrown high enough, and Lucy Skoke with her frame just reaches up there and grabs the ball. That's going to be the third turnover on Friend in the ball game. Hamburger's got the ball at the top of the key. Lobs it inside. The ball tipped away. Picked up by Skoke. Her shot good, and she's fouled into play. That pass was intended for Carly Wright. It went off of her fingertips right into the hands of Lucy Skoke, who puts it down through the hole, and she is fouled into play. It's now an 11-0 ball game. Sydney, I checked that. It's going to be Lexi Ryan picking up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. So Skokes to the free throw line and trying to make this a three-point play. Skokes' free throw is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. It's going to be no good. And we got a foul call and a rebound. Carly Wright. A rebounding foul on Carly Wright. So St. Cecilia, don't worry about a hangover from those three emotional ball games next week. St. Cecilia's come out and scored the first 11 points here in the basketball game. Here's Roth with the ball now for Friend. Jump pass goes down in the corner to the right side. That's Sam Dew with the ball. Sam Dew gets it in the hands here of Shelby Roth. Her pass in the lane is going to be tipped there by Skoke, but the ball is picked up by Roth. Dribbles it down the left side of the lane. There's a pass to the free throw line to Dew. Her shot's up and in. Sam Dew scoring there for Friend. So they finally get on the scoreboard. About 3 minutes into the ball game is now 11-2. St. Cecilia's got the lead. There's Carly Wright with the ball at the elbow. Dribbles down the lane. Nice pass to Skoke. Her shot's up there and in. Lucy Skoke gets her second field goal of the ball game. She's got 4 points. St. Cecilia out on top now here in the first quarter. 13-2 in girls high school basketball action. Driving the ball is going to be Rayleigh Minky, who's into the ball game now for the Friend Bulldogs. There's a pass down the lane. It's going to be out of bounds and a turnover here on Friend. That's their fourth here in the first quarter. And now the Bulldogs want to call a timeout. 4 minutes and 41 seconds to play in the first quarter. St. Cecilia has got an 11-point lead. We'll take a break with a score of the Hawkettes 13, Friend 2.
Tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back at the champ at Hastings St. Cecilia here tonight. The Hawkettes out on the Friend Bulldogs early, 13-2 is the score. Timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. Let Crozier Park Pharmacy be the first place you think of for all of your pharmaceutical needs. They're located at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 462-4600 today. Hastings St. Cecilia with the ball following the Friend timeout, 13-2. Hawkettes have the lead. Bounce pass down low. Hamburger shot to be blocked down. It's picked up here by Friend, running back the other way with the basketball. It's going to be Shelby Roth now to a Minky. Minky at the free throw line, gives it away to Sam Dew. Dew to the near side down to Lexi Ryan. Entry pass to get it inside. The ball knocked away from Lover, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on St. Cecilia. It's going to go on Hamburger. That's going to be her first. Team foul number two on the Hawkettes. It'll be Friend inbounding the ball, baseline left side underneath their own basket. Sam Dew looking to trigger things in. She does. That's going to be Roth with the ball. Back to Dew. Her shot hits the side of the glass. No good. And the ball ripped out of there by Lucy Skoke. Down to Farmer. Sandra Farmer brings the ball back up for Hastings St. Cecilia. Brings it into the offensive zone. Bounce pass comes over here. That's Hamburger with the ball around the Skoke screen. Inside the free throw circle. Shot is up and in. Claire Hamburger now with 3 field goals and 6 points here in the first quarter. 15-2 is the score. St. Cecilia out on top, and we have just went by the halfway point of the first quarter. There's the ball swatted away there by Sheehy. Ball is picked up by Shelby Roth. Long pass goes into the lane to Lauber. Big collision. Foul is going to be called here. Lauber goes down. A couple of Hawkins go down as well. Personal foul called in St. Cecilia. This is going to go on to Chandra Farmer. That's going to be her first. Team foul number three in the Hawkins. End of the ball game for St. Cecilia is going to be Josie Prevent. Coming out is going to be Carly Wright. 3:40 to play here in the first quarter. 15-2, St. Cecilia out on top. Friend will inbound the basketball, baseline right side. Roth will come out on top. The ball's going to be tipped away from Minky, and the ball's going to be picked up here by St. Cecilia. Sheehy, the Farmer, the Hamburger, shot good. Hamburger with 4 field goals and 8 points here in the first quarter. St. Cecilia out on top by a score of 17-2. There's Minky's driving lamp. It's going to be blocked down there by Skoke. Ball recovered here by St. Cecilia, running back the other way. Hamburger has got it now to Farmer. Free throw line extended left side. Farmer around the screen from Skoke, and we're going to have a foul called. Skoke came up to set the screen, and the personal foul is going to be called here on Jackie Reese. That's going to be her first foul. Coming into the ball game now is going to be Brooke Baugh. Baugh comes in. Lexi Ryan checks out. Friend is trailing Hastings St. Cecilia. The score is 17-2. Friend is 12-3 on the season, ranked number 10 this week in the Lincoln Journal Star Poll in Class C1, or rather D1. There's a shot taken. It's up there and in by Sandra Farmer. Farmer scores in a long two just inside the ring. It's now 19-2. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. Hawkins wanted a good start tonight. That's what they got. Lobber down on the baseline. Comes back out of the wing. Now to Minky. Entry pass to the elbows. They get it to Sam Dew. To the far sideline. Now to Baugh. Now to Minky. Shot for three. No good. Rebound comes down to Sheehy. Little Sheehy with the ball down the right sideline. Down to Farmer into the forecourt. Lob pass down in the quarter. Hamburger has got it. Her pass is deflected away and is picked up here by Baugh. That's the first turnover on St. Cecilia. That ball knocked out of bounds. It's going to be Friend basketball here in backcourt. So St. Cecilia scored the first 11 points in the ball game. Took Friend almost 3 minutes to get on the scoreboard, and now they haven't scored again since the 5-10 mark. So the points have been far and in between here for the Bulldogs in the opening quarter. Here's Brooke Baugh with the ball. Brooke looking. Comes out on top now between the circles. That's going to be Jackie Reese. Penetrates to the free throw line. Gives it up. Now lobs it inside. Lobber, turnaround jumper. It circles the rim. No good. Rebound comes down to Farmer down the right sideline. Brings it back to the center of the floor. St. Cecilia three on three. Farmer goes for the hole, and she is fouled in the play. That's going to go on Jenny Lobber. That's going to be her first personal foul. Team foul number two on the Bulldogs here in the first quarter. And St. Cecilia will go back to the free throw line. Sandra Farmer's got 4 points already tonight. A couple of free throws. She's got a field goal to her credit here in the opening period. Next shot from the free throw line is up there and in. He's a 68% foul shooter in the season. Here comes a Hamburger out of the ball game now for St. Cecilia. And coming in is going to be Carly Wright. Sandra Farmer to the line. Next shot is up there. That one is going to be good as it hits the front iron and the back iron. It goes down through the hole. It is now a 21-2 ball game. Facing St. Cecilia out on top. Here's Lover driving. Her shot's going to be no good. Ball is recovered here by Josie Prevetz. Her pass is deflected, but a foul is called. Danny Lover picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. Team foul number five already on Friend. Here comes Claire Kubitschek into the ball game now for Friend. Kubitschek is a 5'3" freshman going to play here tonight against St. Cecilia. 21-2 is the score. Hawkins have the lead. There's a Chandra Farmer down the right sideline. We're under 2 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Farmer races into the offensive zone, goes to Josie Prevett right at the top of the key. Prevett with the ball high above her head. Now to Farmer, kicks it out here in the corner. Carly Wright dribbles toward the goal. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to a Minky. Minky down the near sideline to Kubitschek. Kubitschek stops right at the top of the three-point circle. Out of the top of the key. A shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Now it does roll down through the hole by Sam Dew. Hits the front iron and kind of hung there for a second and spun down through the hole. He's got 5 points in the ball game, 21-5. Friend is down here in this first quarter of play. Here's a Chandra Farmer with the ball. Gets away. Dribbles to the hole. Her shot is up there. It's good, and she's fouling the play. Nice move to the basket there by Chandra Farmer. Now she'll go to the free throw line. They're trying to make this a three-point play. Slapped on the air there by Claire Kubitschek. Kubitschek picks up her first personal foul. Farmer goes to the free throw line. She has got 8 points in the ball game thus far. 4 out of 4 from the line. Shot is up there. It's good. So she is still perfect from the free throw line. Farmer checks out. 23-5 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. Farmer checks out, and it's going to be Claire Hamburger back in there for Tim Farmer and the Hawkettes. So a good first quarter here. We still got 1:02 to play. Friend will play things in here in backcourt. This is Baugh with the ball. Ball gets it to Kubitschek. Comes across the top. That's going to be Minky. She drives it down the left side of the lane all the way to the baseline. Then has to retreat. Pass out to the wing. And it shot is up there and in. A three-pointer. Sam Dew. Right down to the hole from the left wing. She banks one in off of the glass. She's got 8 points in the ball game. 24-8 now in St. Cecilia with the lead. Carly Wright down in the corner to Hamburger. Hamburger moves to her left, comes out here to the top of the key, feeds it on the high post to Prevett. Prevett down to Sheehy, down in the corner to right, back out to a little Sheehy, moves it to the right side to Hamburger, takes it down to the baseline, 10-footer good. Claire Hamburger now with 10 points in the ball game, and it's 26-8. Hawkins have put 26 points on the board here in the first quarter. Kubitschek has got the ball now for Friend with 12 seconds to play. In the first quarter, the pass is going to be deflected. It's coming out near the 10-second line. Down in the back quarter is going to be picked up there by Josie Prevett. Prevett has got it for St. Cecilia on the turnover. Down in the corner, here's Hamburger at the buzzer. Shot no good. And that's the end of one quarter of play here tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia jumping on the Bulldogs early in this one. The score after one, Hastings St. Cecilia 26, Friend 8.
The Food Cupboard is the smart shopper's first choice. Food Cupboard is open from 9 to 6 Monday through Saturday across from Good Samaritan Village. Stop in today and find huge discounts on groceries, health and beauty products, cleaning supplies, pet supplies, and general merchandise. At the Food Cupboard, it's the same stuff at half the cost. Food Cupboard now accepts EBT, debit, and credit cards. Located in the old Honda shop at the intersection of Highway 6 and D Street in Hastings.
It's your reward for being a current owner of a Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram vehicle. Now get up to a $1,500 owner loyalty rebate at Great Plains Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram in Hastings. Stop in and check out the great selection of new vehicles in stock ready for you to drive home today. Huge national rebates combined with the owner appreciation sale will save you thousands on your purchase at Great Plains Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, North Highway 281 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS from the Husker Power Products broadcast booth. Powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. St. Cecilia is scoring the first 11 points of the ball game. Hawks got to an 11-2 lead at the 5-10 mark. Then they scored the next 12 points of the ball game. It's now a 26-8 contest. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead. Friend again turns the ball away. That's going to be their sixth turnover. Long pass down the floor goes to Farmer. Her shot is up there and in. Hamburger gets the steal. Chandra Farmer gets the field goal on the other end. Farmer's already got 11 points in the ball game for the Hawkettes. Here's Minky with the ball, and she is met out here in three-point territory, and a personal foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on St. Cecilia's Claire Hamburger. That's going to be her second. So two fouls now on Claire Hamburger. 7:38 to play here in the first half. St. Cecilia out on top of Friend by the score of 28-8. The girls high school basketball, Sam Dew has got the ball on the wing, lobs it inside to Lexi Ryan. Out of the left wing to Rother. Shot for three is up there, no good. Battle for the rebound. Brought down here by Minky. Follow shot is up and in. Riley Minky scoring there, an offensive rebound and a putback. She's got 2 points in the ball game. There's Carly Wright back for St. Cecilia. Rainbow pass goes to the far side. Hamburger, her pass is deflected, picked up here at the free throw line. It's going to be intercepted right back at the 10-second line, though. Intercepted right back as the two teams trade turnovers here. Hawkins now with two turnovers in the ball game. Friend has got seven. Farmer comes over here on the near sideline out at Carly Wright. Right two-handed pass comes out to Clara Hamburger. Now to Farmer. Dribbles to her right. Can't put up a shot there over Minky. Cross-court pass comes over here to Hamburger. Her shot is up there from three. Good. And rattles home from three-point territory. 13 points in the ball game down for Hamburger. And it is a 31-10 ball game. The Hawkettes putting this one away early. There's an entry pass again deflected by Farmer. And it's picked up by St. Cecilia's Josie Prevett. Down to Chandra Farmer running back the other way. The Hawkettes have a commanding lead here in the second quarter, 31-10. There's Claire Hamburger, has it poked away by Minky. Minky goes after it. It goes to the far side. It does not go out of bounds. And now Minky may have injured herself over there at the 10-second line. She is slow to get up here. And the officials call the injury timeout here. And Minky will have to come to the bench now. A couple of new players checking the ball game for the Bulldogs. 6 minutes and 17 seconds to play here in the first quarter. They're actually the second quarter now. St. Cecilia out on top by a score of 31-10 here in this one. Friend hit only 3 out of 11 shots in the first quarter of play. That's 27%. St. Cecilia hit 77%. They were 10 out of 13. We'll get to some more numbers here in just a second. Hamburger has got the ball for the Hawkettes. Now to Carly Wright at the elbow. Sends it down to the baseline. That's going to be Skoke back into the ball game. To Wright, not a Hamburger. Out on top to Farmer. Fakes the three. Dribbles down the lane. Scoop shot is up there and in. Sandra Farmer now with 13 points in the ball game. Claire Hamburger has got 13. That is 33-10. St. Cecilia with the lead. There's a pass to the far side. Deflected away from Sam Dew out of bounds. St. Cecilia with 5 rebounds in the first quarter. Friend had 3. St. Cecilia with 1 turnover in the first quarter. Friend had 6. Hawkins had 4 steals. Friend had 1. St. Cecilia 1 out of 2 on 3-pointers. Friend was 2 out of 4. There's a shot from the corner by Kubitschek. That's going to be good, a 3-pointer. Larry Kubitschek knocking down at 3. He's averaging 37% from beyond the arc so far this year. There's a pass by Hamburger. Out near the 10-second line, it's chased down there by Chandra Farmer. 33-13, the Hawks have the lead here in the second quarter. Here's Reagan Esch with the ball now for the Hawkettes. Esch on the wing, two-handed pass comes out to Farmer. Open for three, takes the shot and is off of the mark, no good. Rebound to Esch, her follow shot is up there and in. Reagan Esch gets an offensive board and a put back. She's got her first 2 points of the ball game. And St. Cecilia now leading by a score of 35-13 here in the second quarter. Entry pass deflected away, picked up by Ryan. She goes up with a shot. It's no good, and she's fouling the play. So Lexi Ryan will go to the free throw line now for the Friend Bulldogs. Carly Wright picks up a personal foul. That's going to be her second. High school basketball action here tonight on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Shot from the free throw line by Lexi Ryan is going to be up there and in. He's a 78% foul shooter on the season. As a team, Friend is hitting 66% from the free throw line, 33% from the field, and 27% from three-point territory. 35-14, Hawkettes have the lead. Lexi Ryan's next shot is up there. It is down through the hole. She got her first 2 points in the ball game, and the Hawkette lead is now 20. Here comes Chandra Farmer coming back the other way just by the five-minute mark. And now Friend has gone to a zone defense here in the second. There's a pass out on top. It's going to be deflected away from Esch into the backcourt. Reagan picks her back up, though. Esch gets it into the forecourt. There's a pass that can be intercepted. Intercepted there. That's Lauber coming back the other way. Driving layup, no good, but she's fouled in the play. Getting back there for St. Cecilia was Reagan Esch. Esch picks up her first. We're going to have some free throws coming up here. This is Jenny Lauber going to the line. Lauber is one of the leading scorers on a team, averaging 11.2 points per ball game. In fact, she's second on the team in scoring. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. That's her first point of the night, however. Comes from the free throw line, and the score is 35-16. Hawkettes are out on top here of the Friend Bulldogs. Next shot is up there. That one rattles around the rim and down through the hole. So Lauber hits a couple of free throws, and it's now 35-17. St. Cecilia with the lead. Blair Hamburger and Farmer brings the ball up. Hamburger goes inside now. That's going to be Carly Wright with the ball. Outside to Kissinger is into the ball game now. To Farmer, right side, 12-footer. Up there, no good. Rebound, Minky. Minky has got the ball. She's going to have her pocket picture in the backcourt. Now the ball stopped away. 3-4 players to the deck. We've got a personal foul call down here. A foul, I think, is going to go on Sheehy. Well, Sheehy picks up a personal foul for St. Cecilia. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number 7 on the Hawkettes here in the first half of play. And now going to the free throw line for Friend will be Rayleigh Minky. Minky's got 2 points in the ball game on a field goal. 67% foul shooter on the season as Minky will put it up there. Shot is up there. That one rattles home. It's good. Minky will have one more. 35-18. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead here in girls high school basketball with 4 minutes and 19 seconds to play in the first half. Minky will get one more. Eyes the bucket. Lets it fly. Shot is up there. That one is good. So Minky hits a couple of free throws and is now a 35-19 ball game. Hawkettes have the lead. St. Cecilia with the ball. Farmer, bounce pass, right side. Kissinger has got it. Kissinger reverses the ball, comes out on top to Esch. Now over here to Farmer. Free throw line extended left side. Esch at the top of the key. Lobs it to Carly Wright. Moves it down in the corner to Kissinger. Now to Reagan Esch. Now to Farmer. She brings it back to the right side of the wing. Sets a screen. Esch then throws the ball out of bounds way over the head of little Sheehy. A lot of mustard on that baby as it goes sailing into the third row of the bleachers. Way over the head of a Hamburger. It's going to be a turnover on St. Cecilia. That's their fourth here in the first half. Friend has got 8. Hawkins have the lead, 35-19. 3 minutes and 50 seconds to play. Here's Minky goes inside. A shot is taken there by Brooke Ball. That's going to be no good. The ball tipped to the corner. And it's going to be East St. Cecilia basketball. The Hawkins will play things in. Here comes Claire Hamburger back into the ball game. Reagan Esch will sit down. So Hamburger's already got 13 points in the ball game, nursing a sore foot, we understand. Had some medical attention on that today, and they didn't know how much she would play here tonight. But Hamburger's played a ton, and she's delivering. She's got 13 points in the basketball game thus far. Hamburger's got the ball on the right side. Comes out now in 3 points there. It's way to Farmer. Entry pass to the free throw line to Sheehy. Down to Hamburger. Drives the baseline. Her shot no good. Gets her own rebound. Goes back up. Shoots and scores. Claire Hamburger scores there. She's got 16 points in the ball game. 37-19. St. Cecilia taking apart the Bulldogs here in the first half. Lauber entry pass tipped away from Baugh. Ball is picked up here by a little Sheehy. 3-on-2. Driving layup is going to be up there. No good by Hamburger. Bound for the rebound. Sheehy grabs it. Her shot's going to be blocked down. Hamburger grabs the ball back. Out to Farmer for three. Shot is up there. Top of the left side. No good. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia again. Now we got a foul called. Personal foul going to be called inside. Grabbing that last rebound was Melody O'Callaghan, who's into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. She is fouled into play here by Minky, a friend. That's going to be Rayleigh Minky's first personal foul. And now Callahan will go to the free throw line here for Hastings St. Cecilia. So Melody O'Callaghan will toe the mark, a 5'9" senior for head coach Tim Farmer. 37-19, Hawkins have the lead. Callahan's free throw is up there. That one is going to be off of the front iron, no good. And the rebound comes down here. It's a friend down the near sideline. Lauber has got it, drives it for the hole. Her shot is up there, no good. Offensive rebound, follow shot up and in. That's Brooke Baugh getting the offensive board on the putback. That's her first field goal of the ball game. Farmer drives it down the other way. Can't put up a shot. Comes out to Sheehy. Now it's a Farmer and a traveling violation. Dandra Farmer is whistled for the extra steps as he's trying to set up the shot out there in 3-point territory. Brittany Manyers coming in the ball game now for Hastings St. Cecilia. And now we got a timeout from the Hawkettes. Timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings, located at 405 East 14th Street. Call 462-4600 today. 2.5 minutes to play in the first half. We'll take a break. St. Cecilia 37, Friend 21.
Comfort means something different to everyone, and Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors, or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones. Call 402-463-4853, and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call 402-463-4853.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back at the Chapman Gymnasium at Hastings St. Cecilia, 37-21 girls high school basketball action here tonight. The Hawkettes looking for their fourth straight win. Got off to an impressive start. It was 26-8 after the first quarter, and St. Cecilia has kept the pressure on here in period number two. There's Minky having problems with it. She works the ball against the Farmer. Picked up on the far side now. That's going to be Reese with the ball. Two-handed pass goes down in the corner to Baum, moves to her left, throws up a 12-footer, shot no good. Offensive rebound, Lauber, as it knocked out of her hands out of bounds. Last touchdown there by Lil Sheehy of St. Cecilia. So it'll be Friend playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Bulldogs were very good last year. In fact, they made it all the way to the girls' state tournament down in Lincoln. This has been a good program for the past couple of years. There's a pass again, deflected out of bounds. And Friend will play things in again. 2 minutes and 7 seconds to play. Here in the first half, St. Cecilia out on top by 16, 37-21. The good thing's into Sam Du. She is double-teamed just to the right of the basket. Goes out to Brooke Bond, out of Du, out of Lauber. Turnaround jumper off the short right baseline is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Farmer. Sandra Farmer runs her back the other way. 2-on-3, and she will hold things up now. Circles around, takes it in the side to free throw circle. Bounce pass goes over to Magners. Down in the corner, that's going to be Little Sheehy with the ball, lobs it inside. A shot is taken by Callahan. O'Callaghan, it's going to be no good. Rebound comes down here to Lauber. Jenny Lauber with the ball down for Friend to the far sideline. That's going to be Sam Du. Sam Du takes it down in the corner to a Brooke Baugh. Out of the free throw line to Reese. Her shot's off of the mark, no good. Rebound comes down to Hamburger. A pass to the center of the floor. That's going to be Farmer bringing the ball up now. Sandra Farmer races into the offensive zone here for St. Cecilia. Farmer one hands it to the far sideline now. Mangers with the ball. Brittany Mangers out between the circles to Claire Hamburger. The Farmer, entry pass to O'Callaghan. Shot's going to be short, no good. Gets her own rebound, goes back up and misses. And the rebound comes down to Lauber. Lauber has got it down for Friend. A minute to play here in the second quarter, 37-21. St. Cecilia has got the lead. Sam Du with the ball. Du lobs it inside. Grabbing there is Minky. She takes it all the way to the rack and her shot is up there at the end. Rayleigh Minky scoring there. That's her second field goal of the ball game. She's down got 6 points. 37-23. The St. Cecilia lead is now 14. Hawkins have the ball. Mangers. Free throw line extended left side. Dribbles out here near the 10-second line. Gives it away to Claire Hamburger. Around the screen from Sheehy. Hamburger stops at the top of the three-point circle. Down in the corner. Now to Sandra Farmer. Entry pass to get it inside to Sheehy. The ball is deflected. It's picked up by Lauber. That's the 10th turnover on St. Cecilia. Actually, a fifth turnover on St. Cecilia. Lauber drives it back the other way. Her shot's going to be no good. She's tied up on the play on the rebound. And the possession arrow is pointing in favor of St. Cecilia. So the Hawkettes will come back the other way with 17 seconds to play. Lucy Skoke comes into the ball game now for Hastings St. Cecilia. So Skoke comes in. Carly Wright also comes in. Wright inbounds the ball here. Claire Hamburger, she trots it across the 10-second line. 12 seconds to play. Here's Skoke right at the free throw line to Hamburger. Now Magners, cross-court pass. They get it over there to Ashihi. Out on top to Hamburger. Shot for three is up there. It's going to be no good. Short. And time expires here in quarter number two. We have reached halftime tonight in girls high school basketball action from the Chapman Gymnasium. Hastings St. Cecilia have an easy time here so far with the Friend Bulldogs at the break. The score, Hastings St. Cecilia 37, Friend 23. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
If you're replacing your old windows, make sure you replace your old window problems. Go with the most trusted name in windows, Anderson Windows and Doors. Time proven, durable, low maintenance, and energy efficient. And with their beautiful wood interiors, you're not just replacing, you're upgrading. Anderson 400 Series replacement products, because there's no replacement for confidence. Available from Square Deal Lumber and Holstein. Buy squaredeal.com or call them at 402-756-5881.
Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings and Kearney is enjoying this cool weather with spectacular savings on all remaining fall and winter clothing. Save 30% off your favorite suits, sports coats and shoes, dress shirts and ties, and sweaters and sports shirts from Tommy Bahama, St. Croix, and Cutter and Buck. Save 30% off all remaining outerwear, from leather jackets to wool top coats. Ladies, save 30% off all fall and winter clothing in the Hastings location. Shop early for the best selection and save at Gary Michaels Clothiers in downtown Hastings and Kearney.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Chapman Gymnasium, Hastings St. Cecilia has got to lead in girls high school basketball tonight here at the break. The score is 37-23. We'll get you a scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture Direct. We deliver the score. Furniture Direct delivers to your door. Get free local delivery, setup, and removal on any Butterest mattress purchase. Get more than what you expect when you shop Furniture Direct. Just south of the Sonic Drive-In in Hastings and online at FurnitureDirectHastings.net. The Nebraska women's basketball team, they're looking for their fifth straight win in the Big Ten Conference season here. The Huskers have had a good first half. They lead Wisconsin tonight in Madison. The score is 53-31. Nebraska leading by 22 points at halftime. Emily Cady has got 16 points for the Huskers so far in the first half. Tierra Laudermill has got 18 points. Nebraska with a lead over Wisconsin, 53-31. That is a halftime score. Again, Hastings St. Cecilia leading here in girls high school basketball. The score is 37-23 at the halftime break. And not much else going on right now as far as basketball is concerned. Across the state and across the nation tonight. Your scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture Direct. Furniture Direct delivers to your door. Remember, they're located on South Burlington, just south of the Sonic Drive-In. You can visit them online at FurnitureDirectHastings.net. And here at the Chapman Gymnasium, a girls-only basketball game here tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia, they scored the first 11 points of the game and really haven't looked back here in this one. The Hawkins are dominating. It wasn't until the 5-10 mark of the first quarter that Friend was able to put some points on the scoreboard. At that time, it was 11-2. St. Cecilia increased that lead to 21-2 before Friend was able to score again on a three-pointer. It was then 23-5, and the first quarter ended 26-8. And right now, Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead over Friend. The score is 37-23. We'll get you some halftime numbers now brought to you by the Food Cupboard of Hastings. Find huge discounts on groceries, health and beauty products, general merchandise, and more. They're located at the intersection of Highway 6 and D Street in Hastings. Shop at the Food Cupboard and save big today. St. Cecilia hitting 56% of their shots in the first half. They are 15 out of 27 from the field for 56%. Friend is 7 out of 21 for 33%. St. Cecilia hitting 2 out of 5 from three-point range for 40%. Friend has actually knocked down 3 out of 5 from the arc for 60%. The rebound, St. Cecilia has got 12 so far. They've got 6 in offense and 6 on defense. Friend has got 4 offensive rebounds and 5 on defense for a total of 9. St. Cecilia has turned the ball over 6 times here in the basketball game so far. Friend has been charged with 10 turnovers. The Hawkins have got 8 steals. Friend has got 4. St. Cecilia from the free throw line, 5 out of 7 in the first half for 71%. Friend is a perfect 6 out of 6 for 100%. St. Cecilia with a couple of block shots in the first half, 3 block shots for Friend. Again, the score at halftime, St. Cecilia out on top of the Friend Bulldogs by the score of 37-23. Your halftime stats brought to you by the Food Cupboard, located at the intersection of Highway 6 and D Street in Hastings. Shop the Food Cupboard and save big today. We'll come back and check the scoring here at halftime as we continue with high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Chapman Gymnasium, 37-23. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead. Friend, as far as the scoring is concerned here in the first half, Sam Dew was leading the way. She's got 8 points in the ball game. Dew has knocked down a couple of three-pointers, and she's got a 2-point field goal, so she's got 8. Riley Minky, she has got 6 points. She's got a couple of field goals, and she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Claire Kubitschek has got 3 points and a 3-pointer. And 2 points apiece for Jenny Lauber. She got those on a couple of free throws and 2 attempts. Brooke Baugh has got a field goal for 2, and Lexi Ryan has got a couple of free throws and 2 attempts for 2 points here in the first half. St. Cecilia getting 16 from Claire Hamburger in the first 2 quarters. Claire knocks down a couple of 3-pointers in the ball game. Then she had 5 2-point field goals, so Hamburger has got 16 points here in the first half. Sandra Farmer, she's got 13. Farmer's got 4 field goals, and she is 5 out of 5 from the free throw line. Lucy Skoke has got a couple of field goals for 4 points. She's 0 of 1 from the line. And Reagan Ash, she's got a field goal and 2 points for St. Cecilia. Again, the Hawkettes, 5 out of 7 from the line in the first half, 4 out of 6 for the Friend Bulldogs. A score at halftime, 37-23. Facing St. Cecilia with a lead over Friend here tonight. Our high school basketball action continues tomorrow night here on 1230 KHAS. We'll be on the road with the Hawkettes and the Blue Hawks tomorrow as we play in David City against Aquinas Catholic. Pregame show will be at 5:45 tomorrow afternoon, 6 o'clock for the girls' ball game, and 7:30 for the guys. We'll have the action here on 1230 KHAS. We'll have Tri-City Storm Hockey on the breeze KOIQ 94.5. It'll be the Omaha Lancers playing in Kearney against the Tri-City Storm. Pre-game will be at 7:15 with a tip-off or the face-off at 7:30 tomorrow night from the Viero Event Center in Kearney. So Storm hockey tomorrow on the breeze. And we'll have high school basketball here on 1230 KHIS. Hastings College, after splitting a couple of ball games with Concordia last night, will be back in action again on Saturday afternoon. Briar Cliff in town to take on the Broncos at the Osborne Sports Complex. Women's game will go at 2 with the men to follow at 4 o'clock. Our Pepsi pregame show begins at 1:45 here on 1230 KHIS. St. Cecilia with a big lead here at halftime. The Hawkettes right on top of the Friend Bulldogs by the score of 37-23. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to high school basketball.
Goodyear, driven by those who use the world as their proving ground. And everything we've learned making these tires inspires what we roll into yours. Goodyear, more driven.
And now through December 31st, get up to $80 by mail-in rebate when you purchase a set of 4 select Goodyear tires. Double your rebate up to $160 when you make the purchase on your Goodyear credit card.
Come see us at Graham Tire for a better tire and service experience. Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Chap. Second half underway. St. Cecilia leading by 14. It's 37-23. Lexi Ryan with the ball left side of the lane. Her shot is up there from 5 feet away. There's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Skoke. Lucy Skoke dribbles the ball up the floor, gets it away to Farmer into the forecourt down to Hamburger. Holds the ball on the high right side. Hamburger puts it on the floor, dribbles out here to the top of the key. Now to Sheehy. To the far sideline to Farmer. Cross-court pass to Hamburger from 15. Bingo! Claire Hamburger knocks down a 15-footer from the right side. She's got 18 points in the ballgame. 39-23, St. Cecilia with a 16-point lead. Hawkins applying a little pressure here in backcourt. Here's Sydney Dew with the ball. Sydney Dew to the far sideline. Out of Roth. Her shot is up there. Driving one-hander is going to be no good. And the foul's going to be called on the rebound. Lucy Skoke had it in her hands, and the ball was knocked out of there by a Friend. And a personal foul is going to be called on the Bulldogs. It's going to go on Roth. That's going to be your first team foul on the Bulldogs here in the second half of play. Friend now dropping back into a 2-3 zone defense against Hastings St. Cecilia. We're a minute into the second half, and the Hawkettes leading 39-23. Hamburger comes out of the wing. The Sheehy here pass is deflected, but it's picked up by Farmer. Farmer will set things up, dribbles to close to the top of the three-point arc. Her shot is up, and it's going to be no good. Long rebound. Shelby Roth has got the ball. Roth runs her back the other way to Lobber down in the corner. Lobber holds the ball. Entry pass inside to Ryan. Wheels in the lane. Puts up a shot off the window. No good. Rebound Lucy Skoke of St. Cecilia. And Skoke is tied up on the play. Ryan got her hands in there and tied up Skoke. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of St. Cecilia. So the Hawkins will play things in here in backcourt. 6:36 to play. In this third quarter, St. Cecilia out on top by a score of 39-23. Hawkins scored the first 11 points of the ball game tonight, and they have not been threatened here in this basketball game. Here's Hamburger with the ball down in the corner. That's going to be Farmer on the high post down to Skoke. Dribbles down the lane, puts it up there left-handed. Shot no good. Rebound Skoke, and a foul is going to be called. I think Lucy's going to be guilty of a personal foul. That's going to be the case. Skoke picks up her first team foul number one on the Hawkins here in the second half, and it'll be Friend playing things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Sam Dew will get things in. There's a pass can be deflected by Carly Wright on the far sideline. And now weighing on her back and going out of bounds over there is going to be Roth. She tries to come down with the ball, but she was lying flat on her back right against the sideline. The ball came down, and she's ruled for being out of bounds. Turnover number 11 on Friends. St. Cecilia's got the ball. Sheehy comes back out here to Farmer. As we approach the six-minute mark of the third quarter, here's Sheehy, 4-3. Shot is up there, top of the mark, no good. Rebound comes down here to Friend. That's going to be Sam Dew. And now she gets it to Lobber, who's called for the traveling violation. So they're trying to come back the other way, and Lobber is hit with a traveling violation here in backcourt. Now the Bulldogs want to call a timeout. Timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings. located at 405 East 14th Street. Call 462-4600. We'll be back with more after this.
If you're in the market to buy or sell a home, Newview Real Estate is the perfect solution. Listen to one of their satisfied customers.
We just purchased our new home from Newview Real Estate in Hastings, and I am so glad that we did. Ann, Dana, and Connie were amazing to work with, and I would recommend these ladies to anyone looking to buy or sell a home. They are reliable and professional and are just wonderful to work with.
Hi, this is Ann Halbert with Newview Real Estate in Hastings. If we can be of any service to you too, please give us a call at 462-9111. We're located at 1239 North Burlington, and we look forward to meeting you soon.
1230 KHAS.
All right, players back in. Here's Farmer for a three from the top of the key. Her shot's going to be no good, and the ball is ripped down there by Brooke Baugh. So the score remains at 39-23. Saint Cecilia with the lead. Long pass down the floor to Ryan, and her shot's going to be blocked out of her hands out of bounds. It's going to be Friend inbounding the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. They're trailing by 16 points here in the basketball game. This team has only lost three games all season long. Here's Ryan driving the ball into the hole. Her shot is up there and in. Lexi Ryan getting her first field goal of the ball game. She's now got 4 points. Saint Cecilia leading by 14. Hamburger with the ball down to Farmer. Here's Sheehy to Farmer. Entry pass to Wright at the free throw line. Carly Wright, bounce pass is going to be deflected, but it's going to be picked up on the far side. Sheehy has got it. Now to Hamburger. Near sideline to Farmer. She holds it high above her head. Cross court pass goes over to Hamburger. Open for three. Her shot is up there. No good. Rebound Farmer. Farmer in the lane goes back up. Her shot's going to be no good. Rebound Hamburger. Follow shot good. Saint Cecilia with three shots of the basket there, and they finally score. Hamburger has got 20 in the ball game now for St. Cecilia, and it's a 41-25 ball game. Hawkins are out on top. Here's a Brooke Ball with a ball. She works over here against Carly Wright. Leaves it out on top to Minky. Minky sends it inside to Ryan. There's a shot up there, no good. Rebound Lobber. Following shot is up there. That one is no good from point blank range. Ball tipped to the corner is going to be picked up here by St. Cecilia. Carly Wright, long pass ahead to Hamburger. Drives, shoots, and scores. Claire Hamburger scoring there for St. Cecilia. She's got 22 in the ball game. 43-25, St. Cecilia out on top. We're in the third. Here's a Minky with the ball. Dribbles down the left side of the lane. The ball poked away, and a jump ball is going to be called. Farmer knocks the ball loose and then ties up Minky. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of Friend, so we'll stay right here. Bulldogs will inbound the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 4:24 to play in the third. St. Cecilia leading Friend by the score of 43-25. Inbounds pass comes to Lexi Ryan, and she puts it in. That was too easy. Lexi Ryan scoring there for Friend. That's her second field goal. She's now got 6 points in the ball game. 43-27. Hawkins with the lead. St. Cecilia with the ball. Hamburger comes out here in the three-point territory. Sheehy brings it back to Hamburger now. Free throw line extended right side. Comes back out to Sheehy. There's Carly Wright at the free throw line to Hamburger. Short right baseline. And shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Brooke Baugh. Baugh has got it down to the far side to Sam Dew. Brings it back here. To the near sideline to Lobber. Lobber right at the top of the three-point arc. Drives the ball inside. Tipped away by Sheehy. Lobber picks her back up. Her shot's going to be short. Friend tries to save it, and they do as it goes ricocheting off of the hands of Lucy Skoke. Back out of bounds. Nice play there by Rayleigh Minky for Friend. Coming into the ball game now for the Lady Bulldogs is going to be Jackie Reese. She comes in as Jenny Lobber will check out. St. Cecilia out on top by a score of 43-27. Inbounds pass comes to Ball right at the free throw line. Bounce pass down low. Reese, turnaround jumper, good. Jackie Reese hitting the turnaround jumper from right in front of the basket. She's averaging 5 on the season. That's her first field goal of the ball game. 43-29 down. St. Cecilia out on top. Hawkins to the ball. Farmer on the wing, left side. Comes out between the circles to Sheehy. Out of Hamburger, back door to get the ball. The Farmer shot is open, and she takes it, and it's an easy field goal for the Hawkins. Sandra Farmer now at 15 points in the ball game, 45-29. There's an entry pass. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Lucy Skoke, who gets the ball away to Carly Wright. Here come the Hawkins. Down the right sideline. Hamburger with the ball. She's double-teamed. Out on top. Farmer wide open. Shot is up there. Shazam. A three-pointer from Sandra Farmer from the top of the key goes straight through the hole. Farmer has now got 18 points in the ball game, and we've got a timeout here from Friend. A timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings. Call 462-4600. They're located at 405 East 14th Street, We'll take a break. 2:51 to play in the third quarter. St. Cecilia 48, Friend 29.
Val and Joel say let's make a deal on the best top quality vehicles at Kirshner's Auto Corner. A great deal this week, a 2013 Buick LaCrosse V6 was $20,575, sale price $17,575. Kirshner's Auto Corner.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet, computer services, security systems, telephone systems, and more. Glenwood is set apart from other providers with their 97% exceptional customer satisfaction service. Friend Glenwood on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS, a girls-only game here tonight involving St. Cecilia and Friend. These two teams started this series last year. St. Cecilia picking up a win in Friend. Understand they'll play for another couple of years at least. Friend, a Class D1 power. In fact, they're right now in the top 10 in the Class D1 ratings. St. Cecilia very good, obviously, in Class C2, and it's a 48-29 ball game. St. Cecilia has got the lead. Friend has got the ball. Here's Reese. Bounce pass goes down low. They get it down there to Baugh. Baugh sends it back out of the left side of the lane. Down to Sydney Dews back into the ball game. Down to Mickey as she drives into the hole. Her shot is no good, but she's fouled into play. Mickey had an older sister who played for this Friend basketball team a year ago, and she was very good. And now Rayleigh Mickey is taking over here for Friend as she goes to the free throw line. They shoot two. Her shot is up there, and the shot hits the front iron. It falls off. No good. This Mickey is just a freshman at 5'8". So Rayleigh Mickey will go back to the free throw line. Charlie Wright checks out of the ball game now as Josie Prevett comes back in there for the Hawkettes. Here comes the next free throw by Mickey. She's got the ball, dips the knee. Shot is up there. She misses that one as well, and the rebound comes out to Claire Hamburger. Hamburger's got the ball for St. Cecilia. Now to Josie Prevett. Her pass is deflected away. Comes to the near sideline. Out of bounds. And it was last touched here by Farmer. Sandra trying to grab the ball there from going out of bounds into the bench here for Friend. So the Bulldogs will play things in. 2 minutes and 20 seconds to play here in the third quarter. St. Cecilia leading 48-29 in girls high school basketball. Driving down the right side of the lane is Bonner. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Lucy Skolk. Her pass deflected away, but Farmer picks her back up. Sandra Farmer races into the offensive zone. Her pass is going to be lost out of her hands and is picked up underneath the basket here by Brooke Baugh. Down the left sideline to Reese. Her shot from 10 is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped out of bounds, and it's going to be, let's see, it's going to be Friend basketball. Last touchdown there by Hamburger of St. Cecilia. Brooke Baugh will play things in. Baseline right side underneath her own basket. Baugh looking, comes out here to Reese. Entry pass deflected away from Lauber, and a foul is going to be called again. This is going to go on Josie Prevent. So Josie picks up her first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 3 on the Hawkettes here in this second half of play. 1:55 to play in the third. 48-29, St. Cecilia out on top. Lauber has got the ball on the baseline. There's a pass in the lane deflected away there from Reese, and the ball is picked up here by Prevent. Her pass is intercepted by Mickey, and then a foul is going to be called. A pushing foul there on Lucy Skolk. So St. Cecilia commits the turnover, and Skolk just reaches out there and pushes Mickey in the back. That's going to be the second foul on Skolk, team foul number 4 on the Hawkettes. It'll be Friend playing it in, baseline right side, underneath their own basket. With about 47 left here in the third quarter, they get it to Mickey. Her left-handed shot is up there, no good. Mickey had the rebound and lost it. Now Mickey picks her back up. Outside to Baugh, shot for 3 is going to be no good. Ball comes to the corner. Friend tries to save it. They do right in the hands of Hamburger. Then she loses the ball out of bounds. It's going to be Friend basketball. So, again, the Bulldogs will play things in, this time on the near side down here in the corner. Friend look to trigger things in. They'll get it into Reese with the ball now. Reese brings it out here in the three-point territory around the screen. There's a free-throw line jumper put up there. It's going no good. Ball tapped around. Who's got it? It's still loose on the floor. And then we got a jump ball called down there as Josie Prevent gets down the hardwood to tie up a couple of Friend Bulldogs. That was Shelby Roth down there. Possession arrow is pointing in favor of St. Cecilia. So the Hawkettes will play things in here in backcourt. A minute and 20 seconds to play. High school basketball action here tonight on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Sheehy with the ball out between the circles now. That's going to be Hamburger down in the corner. Farmer holds it. Cross-court pass to Sheehy. Down to Hamburger. Top of the key. Back to Farmer. Open for three. Takes a shot. In and out. And it spins out of there. No good. And the rebound comes down here to Mickey. That maybe was halfway down and decides to spin out of there. There's a Mickey back with the ball. Near side to Dew. Her shot for three is going to be up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Hamburger with 50 seconds to play. Blair Hamburger races it down the right sideline. Brings it into the offensive zone. The Farmer down to Sheehy. 4-3. Shot good. Well, Sheehy now with 6 points in the basketball game. That's 51-29. St. Cecilia has got to lead. There's a lobber with the ball. Lobber brings it into the offensive zone. The ball's going to be tipped away. The scramble is on. Now we got a timeout called from Friend as they save the possession. Lobber had possession of the ball down there, and they call the timeout from the bench. This timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings. Call 462-4600. 27 seconds to play in the third quarter. St. Cecilia 51, Friend 29.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, here's a Mickey putting up a shot from the elbow right side of the way, and it's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hamburger of St. Cecilia. Gets it to Farmer. Farmer reaches back the other way now with 14 seconds to play. Sandra Farmer out here in three-point territory, picked up by Mickey. The Lucy Skoke down to Hamburger on the baseline. The Skoke on the wing. Lucy takes it into the lane, puts up a shot left-handed. It's no good. Tip try by Prevett, no good. And that's the end of the third quarter of play. Three quarters in the books tonight in girls high school basketball. The score, Hastings St. Cecilia 31, Friend 29. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
With the new year comes the resolve to play hard, to play your best, with the best equipment and apparel from TM Sporting Goods. Everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in makes a big difference in how you play. That's why TM Sporting Goods gives you that winning edge. With top name brands and personal service from Steve Baranoff and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Chapman Gymnasium at Hastings St. Cecilia, 51-29 is the score. The Hawkettes out on top of Friend. St. Cecilia has led this baby from the opening tap. They got onto an 11-0 lead in the first quarter, and they haven't looked back. St. Cecilia will play at Aquinas Catholic tomorrow night up in David City. Here's a Friend with the opening possession. They commit a turnover as they try to send it in the lane. It's going to be intercepted. 14 turnovers now on the Bulldogs here in the ball game. Sheehy has got the ball to Carly Rice back outside the ring. That's Hamburger with the ball. Now to Farmer. She dribbles around to the elbow on the right side. Down in the corner, that's Hamburger with the ball. Hamburger looking. Finally goes on the far side. That's going to be Farmer. Fakes the three. Dribbles inside. Her pass is deflected away, but it's picked up by Carly Rice. Farmer gets it back out here in three-point territory. Top of the key around the screen from Hamburger. Circles around, goes for the basket, dumps it away in the lane. A shot is up there and in. Carly Wright. Carly Wright gets the field goal there. And it's now a 53-29 ball game. The Hawkettes will win their 12th ball game of the season here tonight. Their fourth in a row. Here comes Friend coming back the other way with the ball and the dribble. Roth has got it. Sends it over to Lexi Ryan. Right side of the lane. Puts Prevett in the air and scores. Lexi Ryan hits her third field goal of the ball game. She's now got 8 points here for the Bulldogs, and it's 53-31. St. Cecilia back to their offensive end. Here's Sheehy to Hamburger on the near side. Hamburger dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Now takes it inside the ring, has to get rid of it. She does. Farmer is right there. And Chandra Farmer brings it out as she retreats out here in three-point territory. Now behind a screen from Carly Wright. Farmer with the ball, twisting and turning left side of the lane. Can't put up a shot. Goes out to Sheehy. She takes the ball and the rocker shot off the window. It's going to be no good. Rebound Prevett. Follow shot is up and in. Yoshi Prevett with an offensive rebound and a put back there. It's now a 55-31 ball game. And now we got a foul called here in backcourt. Personal foul is going to go on right here in backcourt. That's going to be her third. Just got word that Nebraska's football has lost a commitment here tonight. Defensive end Reuben Jones has just decommitted from Nebraska. So that's a recruiting chip there. As a defensive end, Reuben Jones, who is committed to Nebraska, has a decommitted here late in this recruiting period. Signing day is just coming up in a couple of weeks. There's a shot taken. It's going to be no good from the right side. In fact, it's an air ball. Sydney Dew throws up the air ball there for Friend. It goes out of bounds, and it'll be St. Cecilia inbounding the ball here in backcourt. 55-31. Hastings St. Cecilia's got a commanding lead here in girls high school basketball. Reagan Ash with the ball out to a Hamburger. Hamburger will set things up, dribbles behind a double screen, and then runs over a player here for Friend, and hitting the deck hard was Jenny Lauber, and she's going to be hit with a blocking foul. So the third foul on Jenny Lauber, she's already got a brace on one of her knees, and she takes a hard hit there from Hamburger and knocks her to the ground, but Lauber picks up the personal foul for her efforts. St. Cecilia will play things in. That's only the second team foul on the Bulldogs here in the second half of play. Here's Reagan Ash. Ash goes over to the far side now to Kissinger for three. Her shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Hamburger. Hamburger in the corner, wanted to pull the trigger, but did not. Goes to Reagan Ash, down to Hamburger. High left side, now dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Friend is in a man-to-man defense. There's Ash on the wing on the left side. Comes over here to Cameron Kissinger. Her shot for three is good. Kissinger not afraid to throw up the three ball here when she has a chance. She's hitting 22% from three-point territory. She knocks down her first one here. And it's 58-31. St. Cecilia with the lead. There's a Ryan, and she throws the ball out of bounds. Lexi Ryan got it into the paint there and threw it out of bounds here on the near sideline, trying to get it to Shelby Roth. Here comes several players in the ball game now. Minky is going to come back in for Friend. Also coming back in is going to be Brooke Baugh and also Claire Kubachek. 58-31. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead. We're down to 5 minutes to play here, the basketball game tonight from the Chap. There's a Carly Wright. She's going to have her pocket pick. Coming back the other way is going to be Lauber. She drives. Her shot is up there, no good, but she was pushed from behind. Hamburger commits the personal foul. That's the ninth turnover on St. Cecilia in the ball game. Hamburger picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her third. Team foul number six on St. Cecilia here in the ball game. Jenny Lauber will go to the free throw line for Friend. Lauber's got just 2 points in the ball game tonight. A couple of free throws. Her shot is up there. She rattles that baby home, and she'll have one more. Lauber's their second leading scorer on the team this year. She's averaging 11.2 points per ball game, and St. Cecilia is held here without a field goal here in the contest. Minky is their leading scorer, averaging 12.1. Here's the next shot by Lauber. That's up there, no good, and the rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Hawkins have the advantage here. Girls high school basketball, 58-32. We're now under 5 minutes to play here in this one. Here's a Chandra Farmer with the ball. Farmer drives it. Her pass is going to be tipped. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Roth as she runs her back the other way. Roth takes it to the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Bound for the rebound. Follow shot is up there. No good. Rebound. Follow shot. No good. And the rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. That was Minky. A couple of rebounds and follows that would not go. Wide open. Here's Esch from the corner. Her shot's no good. Minky had the rebound. She lost it. It's picked up by Sheehy. She puts it up there and scores off of the window. Sheehy now with 8 points in the ball game. It's 60-32. St. Cecilia on top. Here's Claire Kubachek with the ball. Her pass is going to be tipped and intercepted. Carly Wright has got it back the other way for St. Cecilia. Bounce pass goes to Farmer. It's taken away by Minky. The 11th turnover on St. Cecilia. Long pass down the floor. They get it to Lauber. Spinning in the lane. Shot is up there good, and she's fouled in the play by Esch. Lauber gets the field goal to go down. That's her first field goal of the ball game, and now she'll get to the free throw line and trying to make this a three-point play. Esch picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. So Jenny Lauber to the line here for Friend. She's 3 out of 4 so far tonight. So trying to complete this three-point play. Her shot is up there, and the shot good. He's now got 6 points in the ball game. Checking in now for Hastings St. Cecilia is going to be Claire Rasmussen. Rasmussen comes in. Carly Wright checks out. If you're in blue and white here tonight, chances are good. You'll see the floor here for head coach Tim Farmer. Your ball club is out on top by a bunch. It is 60-35, St. Cecilia out on top. Here's Chandra Farmer with the ball, penetrates inside the free throw line, dumps it down low, and a shot is up and in. Claire Rasmussen scoring on the assist there from Chandra Farmer, and it's now 62-35. Hawkins have the lead. There's a pass to Sam Dew. Her shot from just the left of the basket, no good. Offensive rebound, foul shot up and in. Brooke Baugh. Brooke Baugh getting the field goal there for Friend. 62-37. Farmer again goes down in the corner. Here's Kissinger. Shot for three. Good. Cameron Kissinger has come off of the bench. They had a couple of trays there for a St. Cecilia. 65-37. Minky has got the ball. Takes it into the lane. Her shot no good. Gets her own rebound. Foul shot up there. No good. Ball tapped out. It's picked up here by St. Cecilia's Rasmussen. Long baseball pass down to floor. It's going to be tipped by Lauber. And Lauber gets it into the hands here of Sam Dew. So a turnover in St. Cecilia. That's going to be their 12th of the ball game. There's a Kubacek. Bounce pass right side. A shot is taken up there. It's going to be no good there by Brooke Baugh. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Hawkins have it. Here's Lil Sheehy in backcourt. She has her pocket picked by a Kubacek. Now to Minky as he drives, shoots, and scores. Minky now with 8 points in the ball game. St. Cecilia getting a little sloppy here with some second and third teamers in the ball game. But we're down to 2 minutes and 40 seconds to play. St. Cecilia out on top 65-39. There's Lil Sheehy with the ball. She takes it to the hole. Her shot is no good. Traveling violation. Traveling violation is called on Sheehy. 14 turnovers now in St. Cecilia. Hawkins will improve to 12-2 after this one here tonight. They'll get ready to play Aquinas Catholic tomorrow night up at the David City. Not an easy task usually. We'll go up there. There's a shot, no good, but a follow shot by Claire, by a Brooke Baugh. It's going to be up there and in. Kubacek took the first shot. Baugh got the offensive rebound and the putback. Brooke Baugh now with 6 points in the ball game, 65-41. Friend trailing here in the ball game, dribbling down the lane. It's going to be Kissinger as it's swatted loose and is picked up here by Minky. So Minky has got it now for Friend into the forecourt to a Jenny Lauber. She takes the ball to the rack. Her shot's going to be blocked down, but a foul is going to be called here by Esch. Reagan Esch picks up her third personal foul here in the contest, and that's going to send Jenny Lauber to the free throw line. Coming up after the ball game, we've got the player of the game coming up, and then the coach's post-game show. St. Cecilia head coach Tim Farmer before we get out of here tonight. Lauber to the line. Her first shot is up there. It's good. She's now 5 out of 6 from the line tonight. She's got 7 points in the ball game. Here comes Brittany Mangers into the ball game now. Also coming in will be Tara Tino. Tino coming in. And also Melody O'Callaghan coming into the contest. 65-42. Hastings St. Cecilia's got the lead. Here's a Jenny Lauber. Throws up her next shot. It's up there, and that's straight through the hole. Nothing but twine. And the ball game now is going to be Megan Klinke. Klinke coming in there now as Lauber will come to the bench. Klinke is a 5'10" sophomore here for the Friend Lady Bulldogs. St. Cecilia out on top by a bunch here, 65-43. 22-point lead. Hawkins have the ball. Here's Antino racing it down the right sideline. Picked up by Minky. Minky swats the ball loose and takes it away. A steal there by Minky as she runs her back the other way for Friend. Brings it across the 10-second line, drives the ball against Tino. Back outside the arc now to Klinke, who hands it away. Driving inside to the free throw line to give her away now to Kubacek. Kubacek down the left side of the lane. The ball knocked her loose again. It comes to the near sideline, goes out of bounds, and they give the ball to Friend. Madison Zumpf is also in the ball game now. Zumpf is a 5'6" freshman. Usually plays a lot of minutes on the JV team, but she's got the ball right now for Friend as he drives it down the right side of the lane, kicks it over there on the far side with a minute and 22 seconds to play. Minky with the ball, now to Zumpf on the right baseline. She gives it up now to a Minky. Cross-court pass comes over here to Klinke. She drives her shot's going to be blocked down by O'Callaghan. Ball is recovered here by Claire Rasmussen. Rasmussen to Tarantino into the forecourt now. To Brittany Magners, free throw line extended left side out to Esch. Her pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Madison Zumpf as she runs her back the other way. The ball poked away. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Friend basketball. So the last couple of minutes, a little bit ragged here between these two teams. We're down to 55.2 seconds to play here in the ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead over Friend. The score is 65-43. They'll play things in. This is going to be Zumpf with the ball. Dribbles inside the three-point arc. Zumpf has to get rid of it. She does. Down in the corner. That's going to be a long-range jumper by Minky. No good. Rebound is loose. It's picked up here by Klinky, and she is knocked down on the play. Left side of the lane, and a foul is going to be called here on St. Cecilia. It's going to go on Rasmussen. That's going to be your first. Team foul number 9 on the Hawkettes. This will be a 1-1 situation. 1-1 situation here for Friend as they will toe the mark here. Shot is up there, and the shot is going to be short. It's going to be no good as that one is taken by Klinky as they get the ball back outside the ring. A jumper up there by Zump is no good. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. That's O'Callaghan. She loses control of the ball. It's picked up by Minky, and her shot is up and in. Another turnover in St. Cecilia results in points here. A little bit too late, though, for Friend. They're down by 20 points, 65-45. Here's Esch driving layup. Left-hander to shot good. Reagan Esch goes coast-to-coast there for the Hawkettes, 67-45. Here's a Megan Klinky with the ball. Down to Minky, still in there for the Friend Lady Bulldogs. Over to Zump, looking to penetrate. Back out to Minky. Swings the left side now to Klinky. Down on the baseline. There's a shot taken by Zump that's going to be no good, and the foul is going to be called. It's going to go on Esch. That's going to be her fourth. And there's 0.4 seconds to play here in this one. Going to the free throw line is going to be Zump. Madison Zump will go to the free throw line here for the Bulldogs. Her shot is up there, and she hits it. It is good. So again, Madison plays a lot of JV ball, playing up here on the varsity level here tonight. As a freshman, here's the next shot by Zump. It's up there and in. So St. Cecilia will play things in, and that should be the ball game. It is. Hastings St. Cecilia wins it here tonight over the Friend Lady Bulldogs. They win it by 20 points here in this one. As St. Cecilia leads from start to finish here in this one. The Hawkettes improved to 12 wins and 2 losses on the season. They'll get ready to play at Aquinas Catholic tomorrow night. Friend, they will fall to 12 wins and 4 losses. They've got a date tomorrow with Johnson County. Again, EC St. Cecilia wins it tonight, 67-47. Back with a recap after this.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at huskerpowerproducts.com.
If you're in the market to buy or sell a home, Newview Real Estate is the perfect solution. Listen to one of their satisfied customers.
We just purchased our new home from Newview Real Estate in Hastings, and I am so glad that we did. Ann, Dana, and Connie were amazing to work with, and I would recommend these ladies to anyone looking to buy or sell a home. They are reliable and professional and are just wonderful to work with.
Hi, this is Ann Halbert with Newview Real Estate in Hastings. If we can be of any service to you too, please give us a call at 462-9111. We're located at 1239 North Burlington, and we look forward to meeting you soon.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings St. Cecilia, they lead from start to finish here tonight. The Hawkettes jumping out to an 11-0 lead here in this basketball game. It took Friend about 3 minutes to score in this thing. 11-2 at that point. St. Cecilia then increased the lead to 21-2, and you get the picture. It was lights out early. St. Cecilia leading 26-8 at the end of the first quarter, 37-23 at halftime, 51-29 after three, and the Hawkettes win it by 20, 67-47. St. Cecilia is now 12-2 on the season. They got 22 points tonight from Claire Hamburger, 18 from Chandra Farmer, the only two players in double figures tonight for St. Cecilia. A host of players on the floor. Cameron Kissinger, she had 6 points. Little Sheehy, she had 8. Charlie Wright had 2. Reagan Esch had 4. Josie Prevett had 2 points. Lucy Skoke had 4. And Claire Rasmussen had 2 points. St. Cecilia, 5 out of 7 from the free throw line here in the ball game tonight. Friend, they hit 12 out of 16 free throws. They were led by Rayleigh Minky, as she scores 10 points. She was the only girl in double figures tonight. Claire Kubacek, she had 3. Jenny Lauber, she had 8 points. Brooke Baugh had 6. Sam Dew had 8 points. Jackie Reese had two. Lexi Ryan had 8 points. And Madison Zumpf had a couple of free throws late to score 2 points in the basketball game. So Hastings St. Cecilia now 12-2 on the season. They beat Friend tonight by a score of 67-47. Stick around. We've got the player of the game coming up next and in the coach's postgame show. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the postgame shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Ah, nothing like that new website smell. The new 2015 model ShopWheelerDealer.com is now online for you to take for a spin. Shop local, save big.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
This is the player of the game on your Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 KJS. Let's head courtside and get the candidates for tonight's player of the game.
Again, Hastings St. Cecilia wins it here tonight with Friend. The final score of 67-47. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHIS. Claire Hamburger leading the way, 22 points in the ball game here tonight. For St. Cecilia, she had 16 points in the first half alone, 22 for the ball game. Chandra Farmer had 18 points in the game. Little Sheehy came through with 8 points. And, hey, Cameron Kissinger comes in and nails a couple of three balls late in the contest. She scores 6 points tonight for the Hawkettes. We'll come back and name our player of the game right after this.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
Our player of the game tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia will be Claire Hamburger. She knocks down a couple of three-pointers, had 8 2-point field goals in the ball game as well. Did not get to the free throw line, but does her usual outstanding job out there tonight for St. Cecilia. She scores 22 points in the ball game tonight as Hastings St. Cecilia coast to the win as they knock out Friend tonight by 20, the final score of 67-47. Claire Hamburger, our player of the game tonight for St. Cecilia. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to High School Basketball.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game. Stay tuned. The coach is on his way as more post-game coverage continues here on your Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS.
The Food Cupboard is the smart shopper's first choice. Food Cupboard is open from 9 to 6 Monday through Saturday across from Good Samaritan Village. Stop in today and find huge discounts on groceries, health and beauty products, cleaning supplies, pet supplies, and general merchandise. At the Food Cupboard, it's the same stuff at half the cost. Food Cupboard now accepts EBT, debit, and credit cards. Located in the old Honda shop at the intersection of Highway 6 and D Street in Hastings.
Our post-game coverage continues with nothing but net. Now let's get you back out to the court and hear from the coach on the coach's post-game show.
All right, back here at the Chapman Gymnasium, Hastings St. Cecilia wins it here tonight. Final score of 67-47 over Friend as head coach Tim Farmer will join us in the post-game show. And, Coach, you wanted a fast start tonight. And, boy, no worry about a hangover. You got into a, 19-2, 21-2 lead in the first quarter. Talk about the opening couple of minutes of the ballgame.
Well, that was definitely our emphasis in the locker room. We wanted to come out fast. And I believe Claire Hamburger had a great first quarter. She came out and really took it to the rim hard and was knocking down her jump shots and was was playing with a ton of confidence, and that usually flows over to everybody else. And like you said, I think it was 21-2 to start. Our pressure got to them a little bit, but more so than anything, we handled their pressure and got them out of that man-to-man real quick and forced them to play zone. And a lot of that had to do with Claire Hamner being so aggressive.
Amazing St. Cecilia then just kept the pressure on. You did basically anything that you wanted to do in this basketball game here tonight. You ran your offense, played pretty good defense in this one as well.
Right. We ran a bunch of different offensive sets, working on some things, but to give friends some credit there, they were kind of long and got their hands on a lot of our passes and kind of slowed us down a little bit with some of our execution. But we work on it every day in practice, and we tried a bunch of things tonight, and some of them worked and some of them didn't, but we kind of know what we need to work on. And again, friend came out and didn't bow down. You know, they got down early and then closed the gap to, I think, 14 or something like that. So they weren't giving up by any means, but our girls did a good job of handling it.
50% from the field tonight. You were, 26 out of 52 from the floor. You hit 46% from three-point territory. So offensively, a pretty good showing here tonight.
Yeah, it was pretty well-rounded. I think early on especially, we got a lot of girls involved that, you know, Claire does her thing, and we were able to get the ball to Lil and Lucy, and even Carly got a couple, I think, early on, did their job great. And when we can come out and make a statement like that and get everybody involved, then they don't know what to do defensively. And, you know, sometimes in the past we've dealt with the triangle and two and some of those junk defenses that kind of throw us for loops once in a while. But when all those other girls get off to a good start like they did tonight, then it keeps everybody honest, especially friend tonight.
We always talk about Claire scoring points, Sandra scoring points, but even where they're not scoring, they do so many things out on the floor. They lead the team in assists, and they get steals after they just do so much more than just score with the basketball.
Right. Those two girls, I mean, if you go across our stat chart, it's real obvious the players that make things happen. I think Sandra missed probably four threes in a row again tonight, just wasn't in a very good flow. And if it wasn't for her defense and her steals and her assists, you know, that kind of keeps the flow of the team going, and we would struggle at times. Tonight, we kept a pretty decent flow, even though, you know, there were portions where we were lethargic offensively. But, you know, you're right, and Claire does the same thing. Claire had a lot of steals tonight and just gets her hands on a lot of balls and kind of initiates our offense with our defense.
So 67-47, St. Cecilia wins it here tonight. And now on the road, you got a quick turnaround on the road with a kind of a long road trip tomorrow to David City against a pretty good David City Aquinas team.
Right. That two-hour road trip every year always seems to come at a bad time. They do have a new gym over there, so we're kind of looking forward to that. But we get over there, and I've been around long enough, and many years I've seen us play real tentative and kind of out of a flow when we get there. So hopefully tomorrow we're a little more prepared and ready for a battle. I know they'll probably come at us with a 1-3-1, kind of try and slow things down. We're going to try and pick up the tempo again and try and jump on them early, and we'll see what happens.
Okay, we'll see you tomorrow night.
All right, thanks.
Yep, Tim Farmer, the head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia, getting the Hawkins win it tonight by 20 as they win by the final count of 67-47. We'll check the final numbers that we have in this ball game. St. Cecilia ended up shooting 26 out of 52 tonight, 50% from the floor. Friend, they were 16 out of 52 for 31%. St. Cecilia on three-pointers, 6 out of 13 for 46%. Friend knocked down 3 out of 6 for 50%. St. Cecilia had 28 rebounds in the ball game. They had 12 on offense and 16 on defense. Friend, they had 12 offensive rebounds and 11 on defense for 23. St. Cecilia turned the ball over 18 times in the ball game tonight. A lot of those occurred in the fourth quarter with the second and third teamers out there. Friend, they had 16 turnovers. St. Cecilia had 11 steals in the ball game. Friend had 12. Block shots, St. Cecilia credited with 4 here tonight. And Friend, they had 3 block shots in this ball game. But again, St. Cecilia, they led it from start to finish. Got into a 19-2 lead here in this ball game. Led 26-8 at the end of the first quarter. 37-23 at halftime. 51-29 after 3. And they win it by the score of 67-47. We'll be with the Hawkettes and the Blue Hawks again tomorrow night. We'll be on the road with them to Aquinas Catholic up in David City. Their time tomorrow on 1230 KHIS is going to be at, 5:45 tomorrow night. We'll have the girls' game coming up at 6 o'clock, and the boys scheduled to fall at about 7:30. So join us. High school basketball again tomorrow night. Could be an interesting night. Hastings St. Cecilia playing at Aquinas Catholic, and we'll have the action for you tomorrow here on 1230 KHAS. From a statistician, Gene Shaw, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show, Nothing But Net. Remember, you can catch all the excitement and all the action of high school sports all season long on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS. High school basketball has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Need new furniture or a mattress set for home? When other stores say no, Furniture Direct in Hastings says yes. Yes to no credit check financing. Yes to 90 days same as cash or take up to a year to pay. Yes to getting your new furniture or mattress today. And yes, it's easy to qualify. Remember, the number one answer is yes. Get approved today at Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings.